Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Auto Sales Master. I hope you're having a great end of the month as we come here to the closing of January. I also hope you're having a fantastic beginning of the year 2023. Today, I want to talk about social media and how to effectively implement it in our line of work. And I also want to talk about two products that I've been using for quite some time now, and they have really helped me out, and I want to share those with you so that hopefully you can implement it on your day today and they can help you sell more cars. So let's start with social media. There are a lot of different platforms these days. There's Twitter, there's Instagram, there's YouTube, there's Facebook, there's Snapchat. There are a lot of different ways that you can put yourself in front of potential customers and existing customers as well. Now, anybody would tell you that it's really, really hard to sell cars from social media. Your regular salesperson cannot sell cars from social media. I don't care who you are, what dealership you work at. And, you know, if you look around in your dealership, maybe there's one guy or a girl selling cars from social media. It's really, really hard. Okay, anybody would tell you that. It's really hard for car dealerships to effectively attract people to their dealership from social media to buy a car, let alone from a salesperson, which is what we concentrate on here on this podcast. So first, you need to know that it's really, really hard. There's not many people that can effectively say, hey, I am successful selling cars, and the bulk of my sales come from Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or any of those other platforms. You're not going to find many people out there saying that to you. So just keep that in mind. Be mindful of that. So if it's really, really hard, should you go after it? Should you try? My take on that is, yes, you absolutely should try to see if it works for you. Because again, some people are really good at it. Some people get customers from it. The problem I see with social media, though, in car sales, when you sell cars and then you ask people to follow you on social media and you tag them in social media, you know, let's say there's Facebook, right? And they take a delivery of a car and you take a picture and you tag them in the photo and then you put it on Facebook. That's great for them in the moment. The problem is, what happens 2, 3, 4, 5 months from the sale when they're following you and all they're seeing is you posting pictures and tagging other people that bought cars from you? That to me, it's something that I wouldn't want to see. I don't think the regular customer that buys a car that uses social media wants to see what cars you're selling. They don't want to see that. You know, think about it. Put yourself in the customer's shoes. Do you want to follow somebody that's just showing you what they're selling? It's just, it happens in all the businesses as well, right? If you buy a house and you follow the person that assists you get in the house, and all they do is post this great homes they just sold. I just sold this to this family. You're going to get tired of it. You're going to follow them for a little while just out of principle of, yeah, I bought a car from this guy and he's great, or I bought a house from this person and they're great. But eventually you're going to lose interest because you already have a car. You don't need to see somebody else getting a car. And I think that's something that so many of us, I fell into that trap as well. I think that so many of us just drink the Kool-Aid and think this is the way, this is what I got to do on social media. I think that's wrong, guys. I think that's not the way to use social media for our line of work, at least, which again is what this podcast is about. I think it's a very big mistake that probably north of 90% of salespeople out there, car salespeople that use social media, use it for posting pictures of customers they just sold cars to. I don't think that's the way. There's a better way that is just, it's not going to work in the long run. It's going to be great when you do it at the beginning and they, you know, you sell the car and they, this is my handle on social media, follow me here, go here, comment here, and you tag them and it's all cool, but you're going to lose them down the road. They're not going to be interested in, okay, you sold another Honda to this person. What do I care? I already have one, right? Obviously, there is other ways of using it. You can use it to post some of your inventory, right? And that's one way of trying to get more sales, to post inventory. The problem with that is it's hard, man. Car dealerships do it themselves, and they don't even get a lot of traction. Because what happens is you're trying to reach not potential customers. You are reaching out to existing customers, right? And it is good to tell your existing customers what you have. Maybe they want to trade it in. Maybe they want to come out of the car early if it's a lease or what have you. It's really hard. You're not going to get many sales from that. Okay, so I want you to stop doing that. Instead, what I believe you should be doing is you should be giving back to your customers. You should try to create a community in which you are the go-to guy when they need something related to their vehicle. Let me give you an example here of what I'm talking about. And I'm going to use Instagram here. It's actually what I use. I'm not great on other social media platform other than perhaps YouTube, if you can call it a social media, what have you. But let's take Instagram here for a moment. And you posting pictures of people buying cars on Instagram is not going to get you a community of followers. What I think you should do is you should be posting something that pertains to the cars they're driving or the brand in general. For instance, in my Instagram, what I do is I have little short videos of how-tos in the car, you know, like little stupid things like how to change the battery on your key fob, you know, how to put the wiper blades in service position so that you can extend them out when it's snowing outside, when you need to change it, you know, how to use your adaptive cruise control, a short video of that. In Volkswagens, there's a keyhole in the door and it's covered by a little cap. And then to open this, you need to use the actual physical key on the key fob. I have a little video about that. Hey, this is how you open your door in case you get locked out of your car because the battery is dead either in the car or the battery is dead in the key fob. This is how you open it. And then once you get inside, this is how you start it. Right, that to me is giving back to the customer, to the community, to the person that bought a car from me, and that I'm asking them to follow me on social media. Right, and then you put more little tips and tricks and you know, did you know this about the brand? And then eventually you will create a community, and when you ask people, hey, follow me on social media, not just so that you can see my pictures, follow me there. I always put little videos of little tips and tricks about your car. They're going to be interested on that. They're going to follow you. They're going to share your post with other people that have the same car. And it doesn't get outdated, because the problem is when you put inventory, when you post inventory, the moment that car gets sold, that post, it's outdated. You should delete it at that point. But most people leave it there. Oh, hey, I'm selling this, you know, 2023 GTI. And the GTI gets sold. And then what do you have? A post that is not going to do anything for you. But when you post a video about a specific thing about the car they are driving, maybe you went over in a delivery, but maybe they forgot. You know, nowadays it's really easy because, you know, clocks are GPS, but had a video about how to change the clock when daylight saving times begins or end, how to change your clock. That was, you know, super easy, super short, to the point. Here's how you do it, right? And then same thing when you get a phone call, hey, It could be like somebody else that's not even your customer. Get a phone call. Hey, I have this car, I bought this car from you guys, and I'm trying to do this thing. How do I do it? Hey, this is how you do it. But if you want to know, if you want to see a video, here's my social media handle, or let me send you a link to that specific post that I have created in social media so that you know how to do it. And hey, follow me there while you're there so that you can get a little more tips and tricks of how to do things. And if you forget something or this specific thing that we're talking about, you can just go back to it and see it. I believe that is a more effective way of giving back to your customer. And eventually it's going to make, you're going to make this giant library, right, of how to's video that are not, you know, 10 minutes long or 5 minutes long, short. You know, like I created one tiny video that was about how to know if your Volkswagen, right, I'm talking about Volkswagen because that's what I sell, that's where I work. How to know if your Volkswagen has automatic wipers, or rain sensing wipers, right? And the video is short. This is how you identify, and I had a picture of the outside of the sensor. And yeah, if you have this sensor, you have it. If you don't, then you don't. And if you do, this is how you activate it, and this is what happens when it rains. Super short video. A lot of people saw it. A lot of people liked it. And gave me some followers, but it was a way for me to give back to the people. So stop posting pictures of your inventory. Stop posting pictures of people when they buy cars from you. You know, if you want to do it, for instance, Instagram, if you want to do it as a story, you know, those disappear in 24 hours or whatever, then that's cool. But don't make it a main post. And again, give back to your customers. Make them want to follow you because they're getting something from you. Okay, don't fall into the trap of I'm going to go into social media and I'm going to go sell cars. It's going to be nearly impossible. That wraps up the social media rant, if you want to call it. Just try to do it a little bit different. Give back to your customers. I've been using Calendly, and that's Calendly, for quite some time now. Calendly allows you to put your schedule on a calendar, and it allows you to send it to customers, and they can go there and pick their own time and date of when they want to come and see you. So for instance, if I'm speaking to Mr. Jones on the phone and hey, okay, great, when would you like to come for an appointment so that we can see the car, praise your trade, or whatever have you, I think Friday, but maybe Saturday. I gotta check with my wife. I'm not sure. I gotta check my schedule. All right, Mr. Jones, how about this? I'm going to send you a link later on after you figure out what time you can come and see me. You can go click on the link. It's gonna open up a calendar and you can go there, pick the date and time that works for you. I get a notifications. No need to call me or anything like that. It's gonna be emailed back to you. You're gonna be able to put it on your calendar. That way I know about it and we can set up the appointment that way. How that sounds? That sounds better than, okay, try to figure it out. Let's put a tentative appointment, you know, maybe for Friday. I'll call you Friday to confirm. It allows you to effectively tell people, hey, I'm serious about this. This is my schedule here. And then it's great because it if somebody picks an appointment for 2 p.m. on Friday, that slot disappears. So that appointment, it's no longer available. So you cannot overlap appointments that way, right? It's a better way of planning your day. And I got into the habit of sending it to as many people as I can. And that's something that I'm going to tell you in the next episode, how I use this into a website and send it to people. That's going to be next. But I got into the habit of sending it to as many people as I can, especially when they don't know when they want to set up the appointment for. And it has really helped me out because I can look at the app at a glance and see what appointments I have at what time and with who, right? Yes, I hear you already. You have that on your CRM, and that's great. But if you use this app, you'll see how much easier it is, because on the CRM, every time you set up an appointment, you have to go there and manually put it and set it up. Obviously, when somebody sets up an appointment on Calendly, I go on my CRM and I make it there. But on Calendly, I'm able to control times for appointments a little bit better. I can set up how long I want my appointments to be. I can set up how long in between appointments I want people to set up appointments, you know, so that way I can have some time in between. And I believe the fact that you cannot overlap appointments and the fact that you can send it to people and they can later on, when they're having dinner, when they're talking about, hey, yes, I forgot to tell you, honey, I talked to this guy, I want to go see a car, when can we go? That they can just go on their phone, click on the link, and pick the date and time that works for them right there, and then they're seeing, you know, what times are available. It's just, it speaks luxury, if you will. So you should really be using Calendly. Try it out. It's free. They have a free account. You can set up the calendar there. And it's a great app. I promise you, if you use it effectively, it's going to help you on your career. And the last one, and this one I have been using, not for as long as Calendly, but I have been using it, and it's just phenomenal. And obviously, there's a word of caution here. Don't stop using your CRM because you're using this one, because it's really great. It's actually a CRM for Gmail. And most of us use Gmail as our default, you know, dealership's email account. It's called Streak, S-T-R-E-A-K. So Streak, it's a CRM for Gmail. When you install it, it goes into your Gmail, puts another tab in there. I don't use it for the CRM aspect of it. What I use out of Streak is if I have to send somebody an email, I can send an email, and Streak allows you to set up a follow-up email. You know, so set up an email on Monday. Hey, just want to see again, you know, like, when would you like to come and see me? Here's a link to my calendar. When you get a chance, click there, set up an appointment, and the whole nine yards, right? You send the Calendly link. Then 4 days pass and they don't click on the link. They don't respond back to you. They don't set up an appointment. So now you can set up a second email on Streak that says, hey, just wanted to follow up, or whatever you wanted to say, you know, just wanted to follow up. You know, when you get a chance, you can call me. Would you like for me to call you? Would you like for me to text you? You know, how is it better to communicate with you? Whatever the case may be that you want to communicate to the customer at that point. So it will go out automatically. So you can set it, you know, send the email, the first email right now. If they don't open, okay, or reply to me in 3 days, send this one. And if they don't, send this one. And if they do respond to you, then it will kill the rest of the workflow. So the way you're not sending, you know, emails that don't make sense. It's a really intuitive tool. It's free as well. They have a paid plan, but on the free, there's a lot that you can do. You can also send campaigns from it. So I use it for that as well, because you can put a whole bunch of emails and just send, you know, a mass email. Hey, this car is available, and you send it to everybody, which again, you should have the capability of doing that on your CRM. Sometimes it's just not there, or it's hard to use. The CRM that we use actually lacks that capability. You know, you have to go to a manager and allows them to, hey, can you do this campaign for me? This allows you to do it at your desk right away, and it's free. And it has a lot of different other implementations in there. I'm just telling you the two that I use. It also allows you to track the emails. Every email from when you install the app on your Gmail, from there, every time that you send an email, it's tracked. How many times they view it? Did they open it? Did they not open it? There are many other apps out there that allows you to do that, but this is the easiest that I found. I've been playing with these apps and installing different ones, and then some of them are paid. Some of them only allows you to track, you know, 10 or 20 emails a month. And then you're like, oh damn, I run out of emails, you know, of tracking here. Now I got to pay for it or wait until next month. This is really, really good. And so Calendly and Streak, none of these companies are paying me for saying this. These are just products that I use on my daily basis. And I would love for you to try them and implement them on your day to day. I promise you that they will help you stay a little more organized. And with Calendly, you can stay organized. With Streak, you can catch more things that would otherwise just fall through the cracks. Give it a try. This is all I have for you today, guys. I know it's been a little bit longer of a podcast than regular, but hopefully you got some knowledge out of it. Hopefully you got some tips out. And I really hope you follow us on the podcast, whether you listen on Apple Music or Spotify or whatever you listen to. Follow us for more episodes like this. Thank you, guys. I hope you have a great end of the month. Let's end January on a high note and let's go full throttle into February. Have a great day and sell a lot of cars.